Open up the heavens. We want to see you open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our days.
How's everybody today? Great. That's awesome. But I know some of you are lying because I just talked to you. And so some people are doing a little bit less than great. Maybe you're doing good, hoping to upgrade to great. But before we go any further, let me just pray for you. Because I know I've talked to people who came in here, they're in pain, they're sick, they're going through struggles during in their personal lives. So I just want to pray right now. Before we get going, let me just pray for everybody here, and then we'll say good morning to each other. Well, Heavenly Father, every single person that's here today is precious to you. Lord, your word literally calls us a royal priesthood. You say that we're a chosen generation. So every single one of us, no matter how we feel, no matter what last week looked like, no matter what our body's trying to do to us today, no matter what, Lord, we believe that you have chosen us for your purposes and plans in our lives. And Lord, we believe when you promise that you have a good purpose for each one of us to give us a hope-filled future and a living hope in you. So I bless your sons and daughters right now in Jesus' name. I pray for healing, Lord. Every single person, there's probably more than the two that I talked to, but every single person that came in here with something physically bothering them, would you please touch them and heal their bodies in Jesus' name. And Father, for those of us that came in this morning worrying about relationships or finances or some other difficulty that's in our life, I just pray right now that you give us the power through the Holy Spirit to hand that off to you. Your word says to cast our cares to you because you care for us. So Lord, we're just like we're going fishing. We're throwing those cares out of the boat. We're throwing them out in the water for you to deal with all that. And now, Lord, we just focus our hearts and our minds on you. Please be with us today in every sense of the word. Please fill us up to overflowing and bless our service today. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. So let's go around and say good morning to each other.
Yeah.
First off, I want to just remind all of us about Pregnancy Resource Center, the box out there in the foyer where we can pick things up like these and drop them off. There's a list in the bulletin of the needs that they need the most. So when you're at Myers or Walmart or Costco, where, when you find yourself out and about and you remember, just pick up anything that you know the pregnancy resource could use. So, I mean, I'm thinking about getting one in my size. Do you think that would work? Something like that. They stretch, don't they? So now I'm going to leave that little optic in your mind. I'm sure you'll be able to remember Pregnancy Resource Center through the week. Yeah, you can't unsee things. I'm going to put this is a thank you card. They send us a thank you card every single time we give them anything. And so I'll just hit this. This will be here, but usually I leave it out hanging on the box in the foyer so you can read this for yourself, because this isn't to me, this is to us. You know, and I've said many times, you know, as Christians we do have to stand against stuff, but I don't want to just have people think of me as a guy that says, no, don't do that, no, don't do that, no, that's not. I'd rather have be an answer guy. So when a woman is thinking about having an abortion, yes, I would say don't do that. I have strong beliefs. I talk to her about it. But also I have an option. Pregnancy Resource Center, when you choose to have your baby, they will stand with you every step of the way and help you, and we support them. So we're not just saying no. We're saying, yes, this is doable, and we'll help you. There's a huge difference. Amen? So you may have noticed the insert that you got in your bulletin today. If you didn't get your bulletin and your insert, then you can just complain to Paul. He's in charge of all that. So. Well, I thought she nominated you for the complaint department, but okay. So all the details are right on this thing. This is getting down close. It's about a month away now. It's down in Sturgis at our sister church where Travis and Julie are pastoring, co-pastoring with Glenn and Artis, who are in the process of handing the church over to them. And so if you just kind of glance down through this, there's going to be Glenn's going to speak. Dave Richards from England's going to be there. Doug Craigbaum from Kansas City's going to be there. Travis, of course, will be there. James Brown III. This is not the James Brown you're thinking of. This is a different James Brown. But just as sure as that other James Brown could sing, this James Brown can preach. Especially anything when it comes to family, marriage, kids, any of that. This guy is amazing. So he's going to be one of the speakers. Pat Forbes, who is from Mankato, Minnesota. Paul Kidd, who is from Raleigh, North Carolina. I think that's all of them. So they're all going to be guest speakers. So you may have gone to these in previous times. What I found out just 2 weeks ago when I was with Glenn and Artis, every year we go down there and they charge us like $10 a person or $15 a person or something like that. And then what ends up happening is their church single-handedly has to cover all the costs. And what I just found out, I never knew this, after they play for all these plane tickets to bring these guests in, a couple of hotel rooms and their meals, many times CFC has had to pay $10,000 to host this conference. So I encourage them. They were going to do it, but I encourage them with it. They're charging $50 per person. So that's for all these guest speakers for all 3 days. If you want to stay there Sunday, we're going to go down for Friday and Saturday, and we'll be back here for Sunday. So it is what it is. It's a meal on Saturday and all the guest speakers and any of the handout materials and all that. So I still think it's a really good deal. If you go online and just Google Christian conferences today and just see what a 1 or a 2 day Christian conference, your choice, you pick it, anywhere in America, and see what they charge for that. And I think you'll agree with me that $50 for a person, $100 for a couple is a great deal. So I encourage everybody to go down here because not only is it all good teaching, but this shows you the greater church family that we belong to. Because, I mean, let's face it, we're a small church, we're a small neighborhood church. Praise God, hallelujah, right? I mean, I love this church. I'm sowing my life into this church. And let's deal with reality. It's a smaller church. But when you go to these kind of things, you can see the bigger family in lots of different churches. Some of the people like Doug Craigbaum, he's oversees all the coast-to-coast churches in America. And then if you meet Dave Richards down there, he oversees all the churches globally. And there's, last I knew, there was about 4,000 or 5,000 Salt and Light churches, and that's what we're all part of. So you can go down here, you can meet the people that actually are leading all of our churches. They don't just sit on the podium, they're going to eat lunch right with us. They'd love to meet everybody. So I really highly, strongly urge you to consider this, pray about it, and come down. If for some reason, you know, it's still the year of COVID, if stuff in your life is going on where you can't afford to do this, would you please come and see me, and I will find a way to pay for that ticket so it's not going to be money that hinders you, okay? Don't let money stop you from going to this. That's what I'm saying. I'm willing to personally pay if that's what it takes for you to be able to go down and get encouraged with a greater family. Okay. Absolutely.
I just want to say, as a single person, so if anybody here is single thinking about not going because of the content that they saw in here, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go. That means that you're going to get equipped to help people who come to you to say something, and you're going to have answers. And or you never know when you can use the information they give, because this is going to be good. Where we have the advantage of not being in the situation and having to walk through some of the things that the married people have walked through, we can be the helpful ear, even for our couples here, and say, remember, this is what they said. So
that's true.
Single people too.
That's true.
And one more thing, Sturgis is close enough that you can travel back and forth, mm-hmm. that you don't have to get lodging if you don't want to. And sometimes they have host families that you can stay in homes, so you can avoid that cost as well.
That's a good point. Yeah, one year we stayed at a hotel down there, and honestly, by the time you pack your stuff up and then you get out of there, you go, you unpack your stuff into the hotel, you're still sleeping in a strange bed and strange shower, and I'll just drive an hour and a half, sleep in my own bed. In the morning, I'll drive back. That's how I look at it, but you said it great. So another thing I want to point out, there's lots of good stuff. I encourage you to check out the bulletin front and back. Circle the things that are important to you that you want to be at. If you look at the inside right side of it, you'll see that there's a special meeting coming up. That's on Sunday, February 27th at 6 o'clock. I'm going to be talking about our core beliefs and what's coming up in the new season. So everybody's invited to this. There won't be any child care. So maybe parents that have kids can work something out and take turns or something. Or maybe find someone that doesn't go to this church to babysit for you. But it's going to be an important meeting. I just want to remind us of what our core beliefs are. As we're growing, new families are coming in. I just want to make sure we all have a clear understanding of who we are, what we expect, and what we really hold dearest as we move on in this new season. Amen? All right, can I have the ushers come up and we'll take the offering? Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We exalt you. Lord, it seems like this week I've had several conversations with different people about tithing and giving. And Lord, the bottom line is in all this thing, I just encourage the people here to respond in their great love for you because your great love for us. So whether we're going to put in what we would consider a small amount or what we would consider a huge amount, no matter what amount we're given, Father, I pray that we could do it as cheerful givers and give on to the Lord because we really do love you wholeheartedly. And Lord, I just pray for this offering. Would you give us wisdom and strategy in how to spend the resources that your people are giving to you and trusting us to spend in godly ways? So I'm asking for your help, God. I can't do it. Andy can't do it. We need your help. Show us what to do and how to spend your resources. I ask your blessing on every single dollar given today. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship team, come on up after the baskets go by.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the acoustic version of church. with our skeleton crew. So Kyle and I would really, really appreciate any words being projected to help us fill this church so that God knows that we're here and that we're praising his glory. All right, would you please stand?
I feel
hope and joy, love and peace and love. Paid the highest price, has proven his great love for us, will praise him with our lives, and proclaim our love for him.
Sing that again.
Has paid the highest price. Goodness.
God will never fail. My God will never fail.
I'm gonna see a victory.
For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
I'm gonna see a victory.
I'm gonna see a victory.
For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
There's power
in the mighty name of Jesus. War he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant, no. I know how this story ends. I know how this story ends.
I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. The battle belongs to you, Lord.
I'm gonna see a victory.
I'm gonna see a victory.
For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
You take the enemy meant for evil. You turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Again.
You take what the enemy meant for evil. You turn it for good. You turn it for good.
Again.
You take what the enemy meant for evil. You turn it for good. You turn it for good.
I'm gonna see
a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord.
I'm gonna see a victory.
I'm gonna see a victory,
for the battle belongs to you, Lord. Thank
you, God. Thank you, Father, so much. Every one of those songs that we sing is true. You are our all in all, and we love singing praises to you. We love you because you first loved us. You believed in us and called us to you when we still were God haters. Lord, sometimes the devil tries to throw up our shortcomings in our face. But the truth is, every single one of our sins has been completely forgiven. You tell us in Isaiah that we have been washed whiter than snow. Whiter than snow. And Lord, here in Michigan, one of the great things that we can do is we can look out and we can see when clean snow covers the earth, after we get a couple of inches of snow, everything is covered by pure white snow. And you say we're whiter than that. We're cleaner than that. It's more covering than that. All of us, all of our past, present, and future is covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, it's literally too good for us to completely comprehend. And so we just say thank you, Father, so much. I thank you for every person that's in here today as we get ready to look at your word, God. I'm not just going to be preaching out of the Bible. I'm not just going to be talking about some words in a book. I'm literally going to be sharing from the ordained word of God, which becomes supernatural life when we receive it with faith. Holy Spirit, would you please help us? Help us to focus on the Word of God and help us to lay hold of the truths so that we can live a Christ-filled life. Would you please do that, Holy Spirit? I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. It was awesome. I guess we all noticed that Lois isn't here again today, but she will be back next weekend. So that'll be great.
They did great.
They did do great. Absolutely.
Good team.
Yep, absolutely. So if you have your Bible with you, could you turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 5, please.